Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Sounds and Sights of Cinema here on WHI Radio and DVDVerdict.com. I'm your host, Clark Douglas. I am excited about today's program because, as I've mentioned before on a number of occasions in the past, my favorite composer is the great Jerry Goldsmith, and today I'm going to be spotlighting his music on the show. His career, far too vast and impressive to cover in merely an hour, but we're going to touch on some of the highlights as well as some of the lesser-known compositions from Goldsmith's career, and we're going to begin with a terrific score from the late 1990s he wrote for a movie called The 13th Warrior. Take a listen. Music from The 13th Warrior by the great Jerry Goldsmith. Next up, we'll move along to a score he wrote for an iconic film from the 1960s, and the score, equally iconic in its way, a very distinctive effort which uses a number of unique percussive effects. This is his music for the original Planet of the Apes. Thank you. Striking music for Planet of the Apes by Jerry Goldsmith. Let's move along to one of Goldsmith's gentler scores, this one from the year 1965 for a movie starring Sidney Poitier called A Patch of Blue. Tender, expressive music for A Patch of Blue. Jerry Goldsmith didn't work in the realm of animation too frequently, but when he did, the results were always rather remarkable. Of course, he wrote a groundbreaking score for The Secret of Nim back in the early 1980s. That was really the first animated movie which featured a score which treated the film as if it were a live-action movie by scoring the drama rather than aping the specific actions of the characters on screen in that Mickey Mousey sort of way. He wrote another score in the late 1990s for a Disney movie called Mulan and did a tremendous job. Let's take a listen. music written for Mulan by Jerry Goldsmith. Next up, let's head back to the 1970s and music written for a Western starring Charles Bronson called Breakheart Pass. Music written for Breakheart Pass by Jerry Goldsmith. Next up, we move along to one of Mr. Goldsmith's most legendary scores and one of my favorites, a beautiful and hypnotic effort for Roman Polanski's Chinatown. That's music from Chinatown, written by Jerry Goldsmith. I've always been fond of Goldsmith's many collaborations with director Joe Dante. One of the scores from that collaboration that doesn't really get mentioned very often is Matinee. It's a lightweight but really charming effort, which I found myself returning to quite often. Let's take a listen.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Sounds and Sights of Cinema here on WHIE Radio and DVDVerdict.com. I'm your host, Clark Douglas, and we're spotlighting music by the great Jerry Goldsmith on today's program. Next up, we move along to a movie directed by Stephen Sommers before he broke out with such blockbusters as The Mummy and Van Helsing. This is music written for Deep Rising. Enjoy. Fun music from Deep Rising, written by Jerry Goldsmith. Now let's wander back to the 1970s in a fun thriller starring Gregory Peck, Laurence Olivier, and James Mason, directed by Franklin J. Schaffner, called The Boys from Brazil. Dynamic music written for The Boys from Brazil. That little twisted waltz, such a great theme. Next up, a score for a movie made in 1980 starring Charles Bronson and Jason Robards called Cabo Blanco. Enjoy. Music from Cabo Blanco, written by Jerry Goldsmith. Let's move on to something a little gentler. This score as a whole is one of Goldsmith's less impressive, but his main theme is nonetheless quite memorable. This is his music for the Alec Baldwin thriller Malice. That's music from Malice by Jerry Goldsmith. Let's move to the small screen for our next score, a little-known effort from Goldsmith, which actually won an Emmy for Best Television Score. It's for a movie called Babe, which tells the true story of Babe Didriksson's Harrius, the Olympic athlete, and it's a really lovely effort. Let's take a listen. Music from the television movie Babe by Jerry Goldsmith. Next up, a very fine score for a movie released in 1982 starring John Hurt and Beau Bridges called Night Crossing. Enjoy. Thank you. Wow, what a fantastic theme written for Night Crossing by Jerry Goldsmith. That just about concludes the time we have on the program today. I do hope you've enjoyed the show and that you'll join us again next week for more music and movie reviews. Right now, we're going to conclude the program with another Goldsmith score, another one of my favorites. This is just a tremendous effort for a movie I didn't think too much of, but the music I've returned to over and over again. This is Goldsmith's score for The Ghost and the Darkness. Enjoy.